Inflammation is a big problem in diseases like arthritis. Washington University researcher Farshid Gilak says arthritis and similar disorders
are characterized by large flares in inflammation. Inflammation is a necessary process that our body uses to repair tissues that are injured. The problem is that when the inflammation feedback loop isn't properly controlled in a lot of these diseases, then the inflammation goes awry and causes all sorts of problems.
Gilak says there actually are some pretty good drugs available to treat the disorder, but because those drugs are delivered systemically, the drug ends up treating parts of the body that don't need it.
There are actually good drugs to combat these types of inflammatory diseases. So there are several drugs for rheumatoid arthritis, and most of them focus on inhibiting one specific inflammatory molecule called tumor necrosis factor alpha, or TNF.
Gilak's team made stem cells from the skin cells of mice, and then using CRISPR, they were able to remove a gene linked to TNF-alpha and replace it with a gene that interferes with TNF-alpha. So the cells can secrete a drug when it's needed and shut it off when it's not.
We used CRISPR to cut out that gene and instead put in a therapeutic molecule, the inhibitor of TNF-alpha. And that's actually sold as a commercial drug. So it's a known therapy. So now when these cells see TNF-alpha, instead of turning on the gene that leads to inflammation, they turn on the gene that activates a therapy.
Gilak says the idea was to attack inflammation, but only when and where needed.
These cells won't do anything unless they sense inflammation. When they do, they'll turn on the drug to shut off the inflammatory flare. And then when the flare subsides, they'll shut off the drug. So you don't have massive amounts of drugs pouring in and suppressing your immune system when you don't need them.
The approach isn't yet ready for clinical use, but Gilak says the research is progressing well in mice.
And what we hope is that, in essence, this can serve as a vaccine for these inflammatory diseases. Because once the cells are implanted in the body, they'll be relatively quiescent until they see an immune response. And their immune response has now been hijacked. So when they have what would be a negative immune response, instead they'll make a therapeutic molecule.
The study is published in the journal Stem Cell Reports. I'm Jim Dryden.